Hello and welcome to the Buffering Podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 21st. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, and I am Dan Whalen.
And I am Adam Erdman.
And thank you for listening to Buffering, the podcast.
Yay!
And it's our Christmas episode, and it isn't because, I mean, it is the 21st, but, you know, we're not going to tape next week because we're taking a week off.
Yep.
So this is, you know, the closest thing we have to almost a combination Christmas and New Year's, so...
That's right.
We'll have to do something fun.
Yeah. Something or other.
Yes. And you got your gift.
I did. I got... Dan gave me this sweet, awesome pair of headphones, which I am now wearing to keep an eye on the levels and listen to how the podcast sounds as we record it. And Dan is taking a picture of the new
headphones. Because I got to remember to take pictures because I'm bad at that.
Right. And okay. But they are Rebel Alliance headphones, which I'm oh so pleased about. So, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Officially on the podcast.
Yes. And then our guests today are Angie Gower, Matt Walstead. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Fantastic.
Hi.
Welcome to Minnesota from New York.
Yay.
Yay.
I brought the snow with me.
Kind of.
So you're welcome.
How dare you.
Everyone.
It's going to be gone in a couple hours anyway.
Pretty much.
Probably.
Sun up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And plus, on Christmas, it's supposed to be like 39.
That's what I hear.
Yeah,
so
really sad.
If the snow can hold off until like the 29th, then it can blizzard for months, and I don't care.
Well, yeah, but you're going to be in a different country by then.
Precisely. So. And to hell with the rest of you, it's all about me.
Well,
enjoy your shovels, bitches.
Ideally,
yeah,
ideally, I would like white Christmas, white New Year's, and then 3 or 4 weeks of winter, and then springtime.
See, all I need is white gentleman sledding.
Yes,
and that's it. Just
gentleman sledding.
You don't know about this?
White gentleman sledding.
Oh.
That's the
greatest. Let's not take it there.
With snow.
Yeah.
With snow.
Wait, what does gentleman sledding encompass?
Basically what happens, or what has happened in the past, is Adam, AJ, Dave, and I go to Grotonka Hill in Minnetonka, Minnetonka, Wayzata area, and we go sledding. But to make it classy and very gentlemanly is we get airplane bottles of bourbon and cigars or cigarillos. But usually we don't smoke the cigarillos on site because there are other little kids there and there are rules about smoking in that park. But it comes about eventually.
Yeah.
Personally, I go and to Scenic Heights at night and just get good and drunk and sled down the hill.
Or just trip and fall face first and just keep going.
Whatever works.
That hill scares the crap out of me still.
That's a great hill. So good.
I just remember biking down it so many times while being over in Peter's neighborhood, and that is goddamn scary.
It really is.
The worst incline for an elementary school in the world.
Be ready, you're sure to go when you start because you're not stopping until you hit the bottom.
It's true.
Even if you fall off the bike.
The Ouch. Incline is pretty ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Where is this?
This is an elementary school.
Scenic Heights.
Over in the Glen Lake area almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of near
7101 district. You know.
Yeah.
It was one of our six.
Yeah.
Oh, Minnetonka. Somehow I knew gentleman sledding would involve bourbon. As soon as you said it.
Well, more traditionally in my experience, it's involved cigarillos more than
Yeah, we didn't do the
alcohol.
Usually it was more after at Dave's.
Right. To warm us back up.
But I remember at least one year I went to the liquor store and I picked up little bottles of bourbon.
Ah. That might have been last year, because I don't think I was able to participate last year. Yeah, because the year before, my two favorite red sleds that I grew up with...
Oh, that's right.
...cracked and...
We destroyed those things.
A Nordic style funeral where we like sent them down the hill and bid them farewell for the last time.
I've actually done a Viking funeral in my backyard once.
Fantastic.
Because do you know the Ragnar relay race?
I do not.
No.
People run from, I think it's La Crosse, Wisconsin to St. Paul.
That sounds
in
awful.
Relay teams.
Yeah, what's chasing
them?
It's not being a runner, I'm scared of it. I'm very intimidated by it. But my sister's on a team. They haven't done it recently, but they'd start in La Crosse. They'd come up to St. Paul, and then afterward they'd have a recovery party at my parents' house. So they could finally drink. You know, we'd have a good cookout and all that. It'd be fun. But one year they were Team Swamp Donkey.
Understandably so.
You know the phrase? Swamp Donkey?
I do not.
No.
Did either of you ever watch The Drew Carey Show?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Do you remember Mimi?
I do.
Yes.
If she was lurking in a bar, waiting to drug you in order to take you home and sexually molest you.
Like you do.
That's a swamp donkey.
Ew.
So they what they did is they got a bunch of Shrek pinatas and they attached them to these rental vans that they had. Because really they're following along in these vans with their team so that they can relay and just keep going on this race. So it's either you're running or you're in a van, so it doesn't sound very fun. But they decorated the hell out of them just to have some fun. So at the end of it, they actually got a full-size, well, not a full-size, but an actual 3D donkey. And they had Mimi's face attached to it. And so what we did is we got a box top, and I got in Moira and Wheels' little pedal boat thing and dragged the thing out to the middle of the pond. Sprayed it with lighter fluid, and then lit it on fire while everyone watched from the shore to signify the end of their race. And there was video footage of it, but it was kind of pathetic because it was really windy, so I had to keep chasing the fire around the pond. It was just avoiding me.
My dad once gave a Viking funeral to a cat.
Whoa.
Yeah. Lit up the boat, pushed it out to sea.
Really?
Did Godspeed, Mike.
Was it like a canoe?
No, it was just a tiny cat boat.
So he made a little boat just for this? For the cat?
You're saying you've never seen a cat boat?
I mean, my cats are pretty spoiled.
Right? You know, a cat boat.
It's like a cat yacht.
A cat
on
a little cat mini bar.
A cat pontoon.
I'm just picturing a little cat ski-doo that you pull behind it. Like.
Kitty tuxedo.
A cat dinghy. Anyway. I think we wore that one out. So, it's been a slow week in the news for our streaming media.
But continuing on our pseudo Christmassy theme of mentioning anything. I really have to recommend, despite the fact that it's not streaming yet, Arthur Christmas, because it is...
Arthur Christmas?
Yes. Have you not seen previews for this?
Jog my memory. I probably have.
CGI, Aardman animation, James McAvoy lead.
Yeah.
Hard to go wrong with Aardman.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the pirate movie to come out, because I'm really excited about that.
Which one's on?
It's just a band of...
and the Communists?
No.
Oh. Because that's a good book that should be a pretty good movie.
Yes. If I could spell Aardman. The Pirates one is not Wallace and Gromit. Son of a gun. Well... Regardless, Arthur Christmas, Arthur is the son of Santa and has a big brother, Steve, and it goes about how Santa, like it describes how Santa could make it to so many houses in an evening in a very imaginative way, and also showing the succession of Santas. And just the process of it all. But it's imaginative like a Pixar movie. I'd put it up there to, like, breaking down the concept of Christmas to so many different pieces that are like out there but still grounded well enough to be able to accept it for a movie.
Nice.
And the acting's really good. Great cast. I totally recommend it. And the thing I was going to tie to it was another UK, or another streaming company, I think it's lovefilm.com, is going to start broadcasting Sony stuff in the UK in the next year. It's a lot of newer programming that Netflix isn't seeing anymore because they're kind of screwing the pooch.
Right.
But one thing they did secure is exclusive streaming rights to Arthur Christmas when it does come out.
Oh.
So being a UK-based focus,
mm-hmm,
kind of worked out well.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's a good movie.
Okay. Keep my eyes open for that.
Angie, quite have so. You been watching anything on Netflix?
We watch a lot of Doctor Who in my apartment, mostly.
Oh.
Surprising. It's not surprising.
Well, I know you love Doctor Who. Kids at home don't know. So, continue.
The new Doctor Who, the Christmas special is in a couple days, so I'm very excited. Okay. But they have a lot of it streaming on Netflix. I don't know. That's mostly what we do in 30 Rock.
Yeah, it's usually recalling stuff that you're already aware of, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, my roommate, he always looks for new stuff, but, you know, just when he's bored. When his video games, when he's stuck and he has to give up and go to Netflix for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nothing too exciting.
It's something. I mean, it's better than like, nope, no Netflix. Thanks, pass.
Let's just sit in here in silence for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Matt, what about you?
I'm having a moment of silence.
Don't make me say finessefully.
Wait. Oh, mic check joke.
I haven't been doing a whole lot of Netflix lately. I've been making my way through Star Trek The Next Generation.
Hell yeah.
The League, which is excellent, even yes, if you hate football.
It is very good, but I can only take it in doses because I think Paul Scheer, see the guy with the...
Yeah, I don't like Paul Scheer.
I can only take so much of him and the guy with the glasses who's married to the hot wife.
Nick Kroll.
It's both of them in
yeah,
pieces.
I'm with you there.
But realistically, main character, whose name escapes me because that shows how invested I am in the show. But I know Taco.
Taco's
and
fantastic.
That's all that really matters.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and Erie, Indiana.
Guy named Taco?
Erie.
You got my attention.
Yeah. Very few people seem to remember Erie, Indiana, but when I saw it on the Netflix instant watch, I had a bit of a nostalgiagasm.
Yeah. I remember the intro because it had the raven holding the human eye
right.
in
yep,
its mouth.
Yep, that's the one.
And its beak, yeah.
And Bigfoot
what?
Getting out of the trash can.
Yeah.
And Elvis picking up the newspaper. Yeah, it's fantastic show. It's...
Is it spelled Erie as in lake or as in...
E-E-R-I-E.
Okay, I totally went like location basis. Like, yep. What the fuck does Erie, Indiana mean?
Yeah, no, it's a great show. It's it's sort of like... I don't know, I guess it's sort of kind of in the same vein of like Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark, where it's kind of the
yeah.
kid sci-fi horror, but it's a bit of a lighter take on it. It's a little funnier. It's
okay.
about a kid, Marshall, and his best friend, Simon. And all of their various adventures, because Erie, Indiana is the center for weirdness for the world.
So it's kind of like a predating Roswell kind of thing?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. It's very fun.
Like, live action or comedy?
Wow.
Live action. It's like the very first episode is all about this woman comes, they had just moved into town, and this woman comes over to sell Tupperware. Or their equivalent of it, which is everywhere.
Oh,
okay. Makes things last forever.
Oh my god!
And Marshall meets.
I remember this.
Her sons, the twins, and finds out that at night she keeps them in human-sized Tupperware to keep them young forever. They're actually like they find them in the I think 1964 yearbook or something like that. Turns out they're 40 years old, and so they sneak in one night and leave the top off of it, and then they grow overnight. And
oh, completely? Like they catch up?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a great show.
Yeah. So cool. But of course, even tiny child me was like,
"Go out of town and they're fucked."
Yeah. Well, they mentioned that like at one point in the show where you have to keep make sure it's sealed tight, otherwise it ages all at once. Yeah.
Okay, so they cover that
plot. They cover right it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And but even childhood me was like, "How do they breathe while they're sleeping?"
Real tight seal.
You don't think about that,
right?
But right. Yeah, it's a great show, and I think it got canceled pretty quick. They made 19 episodes.
So like almost a season.
Almost.
Do you remember what network it was on or what it was?
I don't. I'm going to say Fox, but I could very well be wrong.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, I kind of remember being on Fox, but there's also a part of me that wants to say Disney, but that can't be right, can it?
No, I know it wasn't Disney because I didn't have cable as a kid.
Right. Okay. Then, yeah, it was probably Fox. That sounds like a Fox show.
Fox usually had the good kid shows.
Fox Kids.
No.
Yeah. Except for One Saturday Morning.
One Saturday ABC.
Okay, fair enough.
With Recess and Pepper Ann.
Yeah.
Come on. One Saturday Morning.
That was the best.
That was good
and,
stuff.
And that weird random intro. Nah, 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 One Saturday morning.
I still remember that.
I remember it's on YouTube, that entire thing, because one night my family just went on a classic kids animation kick of just themes. So we actually looked for the One Saturday Morning one, Blue's Clues, all the songs for Blue's Clues, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck.
DuckTales.
Mm-hmm. Just we went through a string of everything that we could remember.
Race cars, and lasers, it was just like airplanes.
A really exciting dinner for us because we were goofing around.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, X-Men, Beast Wars, Transformers.
That one, no. Yeah.
Freakazoid,
definitely.
Yeah.
Runs around in underwear.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Freak me.
He was pretty good.
You. Yeah. God, that was a really good and horrible show right at the same time.
It was funny and not at all
good. It was funny, but it was horrible.
Animaniacs.
I think it was good. It was just way over the kid's head.
Yeah. I've been on an Animaniacs kick. Specifically, have you ever seen the movie Wacko's Wish?
No.
I
really?
I think I've seen parts of it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It used to be on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
It used to be, and I got addicted to it because it has that Warner Brothers concept of using existing, very recognizable music and then just putting new words to it.
Yeah.
Ah.
But this movie was just a cavalcade of all of these different Warner Brothers characters. So it was Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain. Mm-hmm. They had Dr. Scratch and Sniff was in there. The head of the studio, Plots, whatever his name, yep. Something Plots, is
Roger,
in there.
Roger, I think. And I don't know, Roger's from Doug. Klotz.
Yeah, it's Klotz. Roger Klotz.
That was close.
Damn rhyming. But then, you know, the two squirrels that were in Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah, those little shorts.
Mm-hmm. And
that
the
baby and Slappy, the dog.
Slappy Squirrel. And
Slappy and the kid.
The other one.
The brown one.
The kid who tortured the cat or something.
No, the dog. It was Mindy and Buttons.
Mindy and Buttons.
Oh, my gosh. Because
I was watching that part today and I commented on Molly Bois like,
"Hello, lady."
Hello, lady.
Why?
Oh, God.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Exactly. All parents hated that TV show because all we did
because
for a whole year. She's like, why? That was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That's it's all of that and like almost a, it's not a Christmas message, but it's an uplifting while taking place in the winter message. So it works just as kind of a sidestep into watching it constantly and not feeling bad about it.
And now it's time for another good idea, bad idea.
Those were so awesome.
I remember at daycare. This was really funny. Well, I probably shouldn't preface that because it's going to ruin it.
Oh, no, you've ruined everything.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
Yeah. Just ignore me. I won't even tell the story.
I feel let down. Thanks.
Okay, then I will tell the story.
Hooray.
At daycare, when I was getting towards the age where you don't really need to be at daycare anymore, getting to that age, I was coming up with my own good idea, bad ideas. And I remember walking around, like pacing around, just coming up with my own kind of just talking them out loud. And I remember just, accumulating this train of the smaller kids just following me along, babbling along, not really saying words, just kind of talking the same way I was.
Talking to themselves in,
yeah,
in order.
Yeah.
Weird.
It was very strange.
Kids are weird.
But it was kind of funny to think about.
Thanks to Ren and Stimpy, I once, as a child, called my mom a bloated idiot.
Oh, no.
She didn't find it so funny. My dad found it hilarious. Still does.
Yeah, my cousins weren't allowed to watch Nickelodeon because there's too much sass on it, but they were allowed to watch South Park.
What?
Huh. Sure, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Figure that one out.
Right.
But I remember I used to watch South Park with Wheels when there's a new episode's first, second season. We both loved it. It was hilarious. And it is also kind of weird because it's like, what, that would put me at fifth, sixth grade, maybe.
Yeah. It would have been around sixth grade because I remember I slept over at your house once and watched the entire first season.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
On VHS.
Oh, man.
I think some of those still exist. I'm pretty sure they do.
In the Mailing House somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, upstairs in the studio. Because that's where
we should find those.
All of the...
Let's go now.
Yeah, right?
Let's go see my parents, guys.
See you, folks.
Well,
we'll just take it with. Just a really long extension cord. Yeah. Somehow.
We could. Along. I mean, I've seen power packs. Like I've used the really nice recording things that you can take with you.
Oh, yeah. I used to have reasonable ones when I was working at the newspaper. But
yeah. Yeah. Down at KWLC in Decorah for radio journalism, I got to use one of those. It was so much fun. Just running around recording sound effects, random sound effects, and interviewing people. Good stuff. So anyway, where were we? We were being nostalgic.
Yeah.
Lost on memory lane.
I was being tired because I woke up at like 5 this morning to fly here.
Specifically for this podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
She'll be leaving immediately after.
Just for this, I'm flying back at midnight.
Bye bye.
We thank you for coming. Take your snow with you.
Oh.
Ouch. That's going to go anyway.
Yeah.
Bugger.
Because it's raining there right now.
Ugh.
This is better than rain.
Yeah. That's
no.
Kind of true.
You're wrong.
Did you hear about the plane crash?
No.
There's a plane crash in my grandma's town in New Jersey. I know. I always cock it to the side for some reason.
He's talking about the microphone, kids at home.
But there's like a... there's like a 7-seater plane that went down in New Jersey of all places.
Why would planes not crash in Jersey as opposed to other places?
I don't know, but apparently this one airport that it flew out of does not have a good track record with planes surviving.
That's scary.
Yikes.
Kind of the New England-y pyramid compared to the Bermuda Triangle. Triangle, pyramid, whatever.
New England pyramid and the Bermuda Triangle.
I had the right shape, essentially.
You're just three-dimensional.
Yeah. I think too big.
Yeah.
Who's adding that extra dimension?
Great Pyramid, Bermuda Triangle, Circle of Hell.
New England.
Square of...
Hey.
Something.
Rhombus of Terror. Parabola of Mystery.
Parallelogram of Melancholy.
Ooh. Dodecahedron of Apathy.
That's my new, my new indie rock album title. Parallelogram of Melancholy.
Mine would be Square of Angst.
Square of Angst. All right. Well, we got our two first indie rock albums figured out. No, just songs. But I have a tangent off of the air plane crash that's totally worth it.
Okay.
I heard about an airport that is located somewhere in the Himalayas where you have to... It's a ridiculously short runway.
Craig Best told me about this. Yeah. It's go or no go.
Yeah. Where basically, if you don't do everything correctly, if you don't throttle back at just the right time, or, like, you know, if you don't hit the runway at exactly the front of the runway, you will crash into a mountain. If you do not take off in time on this extremely short mountain, or on this extremely short runway, which is
on
down,
a mountain,
you would just on a mountain, so you
go down the mountain.
It's, and it's a downhill runway, too, so that planes have a fighting chance. Mm. You will plunge down into the down the side of
the
mountain.
Abyss of the Himalayas. And
because
die.
Everyone likes airports that are based on a dare.
Or a bet.
Yeah. Bet you can't do it.
Bet you can't build an airport here. Oh, God.
Land your plane on that, bitch. That was completely unnecessary. Oh, I apologize.
That makes
I'm offended.
Okay, so.
Well, now we've wasted just enough time that now we did hit the 30-minute mark.
Right.
Yes. Perfect.
So it's game time.
So it's game time. Okay.
Time for movie bluff.
So, Angie, we were kind of talking about this before, and we can. What we'll do is we'll start with Adam, and we'll go around this way so that you can kind of figure out the process.
Get some idea.
Three people in.
Okay.
She's stressing.
I'm not good at these kinds of things.
We'll guide you through this one.
Okay. Be nice to me.
But this point no. still counts, so we'll have some fun. So, Adam, start us off with a movie.
Okay. Let's go with our Christmas theme. Let's go with Muppet Christmas Carol cast.
So since he said you have to think of somebody who's in the cast of that movie, so I would say Michael Caine. And I have the option to either say movie and have Matt name a movie that Michael Caine has been in, or I can say cast and have Matt name somebody else who's in the cast of Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with movie.
Let's go with Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
And then...
cast.
Cast. Somebody in The Dark Knight.
And had you said movie, then Angie would have to name another movie,
movie that,
that
Caine was in.
Michael Caine
oh.
was in.
Right.
So that's how
I figured I'd be nicer.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
So...
Christian Bale.
And then
cast.
Oh, you want someone else from the cast of...
Yeah, let's switch
okay.
it up.
Aaron Eckhart, cast.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm trying to pick a good one that isn't Maggie Gyllenhaal. Heath Ledger, movie.
Oh,
A Knight's Tale, cast.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Julia Stiles? Was she the girl in that one?
She was not.
No.
No, it was somebody.
Shannon Sossamon
is
the name you're
right.
looking for.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know who that
she
is.
Was the one
okay.
in...
So that's a point for Matt.
Wrist Cutters and... what's the one that she's in with the guy from Dawson? Rules of Attraction?
She was also in 40 Days and 40 Nights with Josh Hartnett.
Yes. Okay.
And for those out there listening, Wrist Cutters, check it out.
It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Good soundtrack, too.
Of course, it's got Tom Waits in the cast.
Yes. So, Matt
oh,
got
Tom
the
Waits.
Point for that one for stumping you.
Yeah.
So what we do is we start with the next person in the procession, which would be Adam again.
Great.
But this time it changes directions and goes to you first.
Oh, no. Okay.
So Adam starts off with another movie and says...
Oh, yeah. Well, let's... Okay. I'll say... keeping with the Christmas theme...
Again.
...and referencing last week, I'm going to say the live-action version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas cast...
Ooh.
The, so, Jim Carrey, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jim Carrey.
And then...
Movie.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Cast,
that's good.
I was waiting for it. Christine Baranski.
Wow.
Ooh.
I can keep going.
Damn.
Taylor Momsen, damn it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All
wow.
I can do is Ron Howard.
Oh, my
God. But that's
gosh.
Director, so... Jim Carrey movie.
Jim Carrey movie.
Oh.
The Majestic.
God damn it.
Oh.
Cast.
Oh. Ooh.
That's that, no.
Could I say Nixon?
President Nixon?
I don't think that counts.
Well, he wasn't a president then. He was Senator Nixon.
Sock it to me.
If he was actually in it.
I know. I'm thinking. I'm thinking, so I'm holding it out while I turn my head away.
Okay.
Kind of like this.
Ow!
Do not hit your head to the microphone.
I'm just thinking really loudly, hoping that it comes out, but it didn't work. Was Laura Linney in that? No, she was in Truman Show.
No.
Fuck. Fuck, I don't know. Chris Plummer.
Hey? Chris Plummer.
My guess was Chris Plummer, and I know I'm wrong, but I have to look it up to find out who was in it anyway. Because I knew you were going to say that. And I was like, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it.
You bastard.
Okay.
So Matt has 2 points.
Matt has 2 points.
I'm going to make up for all of the rest of the times that I lost horribly by completely sweeping this one. Bring it.
So does Adam start again?
Yes. Martin Landau, that son of a bitch.
I'll kill you.
Chris Plummer wasn't so far off. They're both pretty haggard.
I love Chris Plummer.
That is funny. Okay, so
one more Christmas movie.
Anybody?
Yeah. What's another good Christmas movie that I could start with?
Who is the female lead in that one again? The blonde.
Laurie Holden.
So I'm delivering this one to Dan.
Yes.
And I'm going to say. Oh, okay. No, that's mean.
Yeah, we're trying to stick it to Matt right now.
Okay. Actually, yeah. Let's go mean.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Because it's going to get to me.
It's a Wonderful Life cast.
That's Jimmy Stewart, right? Movie.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
And then you... That's why...
Movie.
We could have said... Cast day.
Yeah, but then he could have said shenanigans, and you would have been right.
I would have.
Because the only other one I knew was what he just said, so I played it safe.
Okay, sorry, continue with game.
I knew what I was doing. Potentially.
No, I'm never... I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I want to find out who else was in that movie.
Did I say movie or cast?
No, he said movie.
He said movie. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's right.
No,
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Oh!
Wait, so.
So she has to think of another Jimmy Stewart movie.
I have to think of another Jimmy Stewart movie?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Nothing?
I can't come up with things out of the top of my head like this.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pressure you.
No, I don't know.
Despite the fact that you just won.
Take a moment.
All right.
Take a moment.
Rear Window.
Oh, that's my favorite movie.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Obviously.
There is that one. And
the
then
man too much.
Yeah. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington is the one where it's a filibuster, right?
That is still one of my favorite movies, and that filibuster scene gets me every goddamn time.
Yeah.
You know, I do like the Mel Gibson take on it.
No.
When he kills everybody.
No one was good. I personally vote for Zombie Jimmy Stewart for President 2012. Who's with me? Fuck you all.
Well, you're going to be in Mexico, so it's not like, you know.
I'll be back by November.
Okay.
Okay.
Of 2012?
Yes.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. If the world is going to end in December 2012.
That's right.
But anyway.
So yeah, Matt just won outright.
12,
took him 8 minutes.
Yeah, holy crap.
Suck it.
Nicely done, I guess. But wasn't Jimmy Stewart in 12 Angry Men, too?
I don't believe so. Although that is a fantastic movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, you know, I imagine that with the 20 minutes that we would usually have left...
We could play another round.
Yeah, I'm going to say that and... make it interesting by starting with Angie and having you come up with a movie and going to Adam.
Yeah, because that kind of fell into a pattern there.
Yeah. Adam never really had to do anything.
Never got there.
That's true. That's true. That's really true.
Okay, Christmassy?
Sure.
Anything you
want
to do.
If you want.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Which one?
Cast. The first one.
The very first one.
Oh, you're a horrible person. Okay.
Come on, you know who the little girl is.
Yeah, but I just found that out recently, and I can name at least one other person in that one, but I couldn't follow up with that one, I don't think.
I'm going to say...
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus was in that movie. Done.
The Krampus.
Dude, the Krampus is awesome.
So
beat you with sticks and drag you to hell.
I can't think of anything, so I'm going to say that you don't know.
Natalie Wood.
Oh.
It's true.
Okay.
It's
it is Natalie Wood.
But
with her very big forehead at the time.
We can count Santa Claus.
Really?
Well, he wasn't.
I mean, it was really him in the movie.
I mean, the state of New York proved that it was him.
The postal, so. The government, right. U.S. Postal.
Yeah.
It proved that it was him.
Yeah. So, okay. Santa Claus. Movie.
I can totally do this.
But it has to actually be Santa Claus.
What
not
if Santa Claus is played
Claus.
By John Malkovich?
Close enough.
Santa Bear's High Flying Adventure.
Oh my
cast.
God. You're bluffing.
Bobby McFerrin.
I don't even know. I don't even know the movie.
It's John Malkovich
playing Santa is terrifying. Though.
And what does Bobby McFerrin do in this movie?
He is tall and very thin.
Do you remember? Bazinga. Do you remember when Dayton's had their Santa Bears that the Jurgensons have all those things?
Yes.
They put out two movies.
Jesus.
Where in the second one, Santa Bear, this talking bear that lives in the North Pole. Is voiced by Bobby McFerrin, a la Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Right.
And then Santa is John Malkovich.
We need to
find
this.
Yeah, I can't see that.
It's right...
So we're going to watch this when this is over.
If I had a VCR, that would help.
When I think of John Malkovich as Santa Claus, I think of Jack Skellington as Santa Claus. It's a similar sort of dynamic. He's very tall and thin.
Adam, if you're going searching, it's one of the two VHSs on the fourth row, all the way at the end.
Oh, my God.
He's actually searching for it. Reach!
I don't even have a box!
That's how old it is. I think it's 1987.
That is all dusty and stuff.
That's the year
I'll pass it
Santa
around.
Bear's High Flying Adventure.
Does anyone else think there's something soothing about it, about the sound of a VCR?
No one.
That kind
no.
of...
No, you're wrong.
I can't do that sound at all because it's impossible to duplicate that.
Because you're not a VCR.
With your voice. Yeah, I'm not a VCR. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic movie.
Bobby McFerrin.
Right. To you, I believe.
No, I think we kind of died with the whole Santa thing because that was.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so Angie got to point that round. So it would start with me going to Adam.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you got a point.
Woohoo!
Played a three, by the way.
Okay. I'm going to win.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head.
Hey.
I am going to say Star Wars 2.
Episode 2?
Episode 2 cast.
Are you kidding me?
Just to start, you know, get the game started. I don't want to sit here and do nothing.
Oh, yeah. Samuel Jackson cast.
I lose anything. Snakes on them? No, I say cast again. I can't do cast on Star Wars movies. That's mean.
Oh, okay.
There are a couple pretty.
I don't think I've seen. Wait, episode 2?
Yeah, so pretty much anyone you can think of from their original, like the prequel trilogy.
Are these the ones that Hayden Christensen was in? Or is this when it was the young one?
Yes.
Okay, Hayden Christensen.
And okay.
Then... Movie.
A movie that Hayden Christensen been in.
I think I have one.
No, Star Wars Episode 3.
Oh, cheap.
Movie. Another movie that Hayden Christensen
has
been in.
Wait, I have it. Oh, no. Fuck.
He was totally in movies years ago.
I know, and that's the thing.
I can think of one. I know one.
I know for a fact that during the Leonard Maltin game, I've read it off on things other than Star Wars.
And remember,
and he lent his voice to something.
You can call his bluff.
Yeah, I'll do that. I haven't done that yet. Shanigans, what else has he been in?
I hate your face. Ooh! Give me a minute. I might be able to come up with it.
The gratification
of steel.
I know.
I know what it is.
Oh, he's so terrible.
Yeah. I know. He's, did you hear why he stopped acting?
Because he's terrible? Sucked at it?
Well, yeah. There's that, but he just didn't
because
like it.
Because strangers in the street kept pelting him with garbage?
I wouldn't like that either. Yeah.
I've learned to accept it. I got nothing.
He basically said that he didn't
right.
like it.
What was it?
He was in New York, I Love You.
Ugh.
Oh.
He was also in The Jumper.
He was in Jumper.
Oh,
Jumper.
That's right.
A horrible concept of a movie.
Yeah, that
about
part of my brain's
teleportation.
Kept over.
I mean, I
which
love
Samuel L. Jackson
the idea
was in,
of
wasn't
teleportation,
he?
But
they killed maybe. So many innocent people in that movie. That bus full of people, they're all dead now. They don't address
space.
It in the film, but those people are dead. I hope you're happy.
Yay, I got a point.
Yay, points man.
On a bluff.
So that means, yeah. So, Adam, nice. That means it starts with you and comes back to me.
Okay. So. Hey. No.
Yeah, I can't think of any of them except.
Yeah. For... Was that actually somebody?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say organ or. Weird guitar.
I think it was a like a
person
plunger mute on a trumpet or trombone or something like that.
Probably.
But anyway,
he's my favorite actor.
trumpet man,
plunger trumpet. Anyway,
yes.
Let's go with. Let's bring. TV shows into it.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about TV shows.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, gosh.
We're probably not even going to be on that by the time we get around to you, but cast, of course.
Yeah.
Next Generation.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why can't I think of his name? And it's not who you think I'm thinking of, but it's the other one, because I'd make it funny, because it's a perfect setup for a squash. Since there wouldn't be an answer after that. Fine, I'll just do Sir Patrick Stewart. Okay. Movie.
Super silence.
No, I'm just trying to think of a good one. We'll go with Hamlet. Cast.
Ooh.
Wait.
Is that recent?
Was he...
Or old?
Oh, wait, no. Wasn't it? I thought it was a different one.
Hamlet, judges.
There have been so many Hamlets.
I thought one with him, and then yes, it was recent.
There's one with him. It was fairly recent. Yeah.
I don't think you're thinking of the right one.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a different. Yes, you are thinking of a different. Something.
A different Shakespeare play.
Of sorts.
Bullshit.
That came out last year.
Is it a...
Patrick Stewart as the lead character.
He also did Macbeth, but that's not what I'm thinking of.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. He did do the Scottish play. Because it's in my Netflix queue.
Because the only ones that came up for me on IMDb are not him.
Unless my friend misled me.
I don't see him.
Wait for it.
Yes, I don't recall seeing...
I mean, there are so many different versions of this, but...
Yeah. He certainly wasn't in the Kenneth Branagh version. I can tell you that much.
I see not Hamlet.
We don't talk about that version.
I think that version gave me food poisoning.
Also wasn't in Hamlet 2.
That's great.
Wow. There is still something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Ham sandwich. Yeah, I'm going to call shenanigans.
I am too.
Give me a minute.
Even your iPhone cannot save you now. He's... Whoa, what do you got?
Claudius.
What? What's your source?
I'm... 2009.
2009?
Well, so, you know, I'll be damned.
Wow. Okay. Well, IMDb is a recognized reliable source.
Good thing it was going the other way, so my calling shenanigans doesn't mean anything.
Suck it, Dan and Adam.
Okay.
And Angie, because I have to think of someone who was in the 2009 Hamlet. No, I don't know. Again.
Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah.
You can always call shenanigans.
Yeah, but you just looked it up on IMDb.
I had it anyway.
Oh.
Who else is in that?
David Tennant played Hamlet.
Fuck off. I knew that was going to happen. I knew he did it, but I didn't know that it was that one.
Yep. Oh, you should have just
That's why I was waiting
gone
for it.
Doctor Who fan over here doesn't say David Tennant.
I didn't know it was a Patrick Stewart.
So matter-of-factly.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Of course he doesn't act with Patrick Stewart. It's Doctor Who.
Doctor fucking who.
So that means that Matt has a point, so now it's Angie has one. Matt has one, I've won. Adam, you have to score, and you start, and it goes to Angie first.
Okay.
Bam.
Let's, ooh. The Bourne Identity cast.
Matt Damon. Movie.
Good Will Hunting. Movie.
So another Matt Damon movie.
I don't. Just thinking.
I'm just saying for the kids at home.
Yes.
Team America doesn't count.
I know.
Matt Damon.
It's like a million.
I will go with Dogma. Cast.
Ben Stiller. Or not Ben Stiller. Ben Affleck. Good God.
Yeah, because, you know, Ben Stiller was in the airport. He just kind of walked by.
They're both... Did he?
No.
Oh. I wouldn't...
You were wrong, and you were right for saying that you were wrong.
Ben Affleck. Cast.
Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
Movie.
Well, that's a slap in the face.
That's,
I know.
I'm kind of intrigued enough to look, but.
You probably have to pull that one up, yeah.
Yeah, but depending, I mean, if he somehow bounces it off of me.
I'll pull it up on your phone, because it's probably
but what if
not
I bounce it to you somehow?
Oh, man. All right, if he can think of an Alanis Morissette movie, and you can think of an Alanis Morissette movie, then I'll never play this game again. Because obviously I'm not worthy to play my own game.
Are there others? Is that what you're finding? He's looking like there's a lot more than like one or two.
There's some surprising ones that I didn't think of, but am aware of.
Hmm.
I can picture her in something, but I'm not sure what.
Yeah, can you? Because, you know, he can always call shenanigans, too.
Shh.
Though you already kind of gave it away by saying, oh, are there some?
Yeah, but I like to win on my own merits. I'm going to think about it a little bit longer.
I knew he was this kind of person.
He plays with honor.
Yeah, no, I don't. Name it.
No, I don't know. Oh. What was she in?
She was also in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh my gosh.
She's been on Weeds.
What was she in Jay and Silent Bob? That's what I was thinking of, was Weeds.
Yeah. She was referred to as that woman, parentheses, God.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
But was she ever like pictured in it?
She's credited.
It must have been a deleted scene or something. I don't remember her in that.
Yeah, me neither, unless she just kind of walked by or did a very simple interaction that didn't stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
One of those
recently too.
OMG moments.
Yes. Okay, so that means
silly
that
internet abbreviation.
Matt gets another point, so it's 2 for Matt, 1 for Angie, 1 for me. Adding me at a score, and I start, and it goes to Matt, and I say My Dog Skip, cast.
Frankie Muniz movie.
I totally got one for this.
Do TV shows count?
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle.
There you go.
Cast.
What's his name?
What's his name?
The guy whose brother's on that 70s show.
No hints.
Oh, but I can think of his first name.
You're bluffing.
No, I can't remember his name either.
Ah, there we go.
So it's on the board.
Yes.
Yes.
What is that guy's name?
Something Masterson.
Yeah.
It's not Danny.
Because Danny's on that 70s show.
Danny's the other one, yeah.
I can't think of his first name.
Hank?
I don't know.
I
was trying to think of the dad's name.
Because
he's also on Breaking Bad.
No.
Because the mom was in...
For some reason, I can't pull it up either.
Yeah.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
The mom was on Pleasantville, among other things.
Yeah.
But Adam, you got that point, and I start, and it goes to you.
Okay.
And I will say...
Bryan Cranston. That's the name.
Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great.
He is.
Home Improvement cast.
Really?
Couple options.
Yes.
Tim Allen movie.
Santa Claus movie.
Joe Somebody cast.
Hayden Panettiere.
Judges?
No.
I gotta remember what it is.
I would give it to him.
Hayden.
He's only missing one syllable.
I'm gonna say 2 syllables, but I would still give it to him.
Hayden Panettiere.
Okay, that wasn't
That's
close.
Too
I'm
many
taking
syllables.
It back away.
That's too many syllables, but I will give it to you because I want to see where this is going.
I was just gonna say movie.
Okay.
To open it up again.
Wait, but she was...
It's
she
Hayden Panettiere.
Panettiere.
She was in that yeah. picture?
Yes, she was. She was the adorable little girl.
And I'm...
That's what she was good at what, then.
I was going to go with Patrick Warburton.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one, too. I'm saving that one.
Like Angie, put your iPhone down. Because I don't want you to...
She's cheating, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to look up that movie because I've never seen it.
Bullshit.
Me neither, well, but I just knew she was on the cover. So.
Yeah, he's right.
I don't want no Hayden Panettiere interference here because I'm going to say Heroes cast.
Do you know I don't watch those shows?
Yeah,
and you're right not to.
Yeah.
Well...
I'm
trying to think of anyone else who's in
Asian
that.
Asian guy. Other guy... Cheerleaders.
What's her face?
So
and so. Cheerleader.
Tompkins.
Teen Girl Squad.
Teen Girl Squad.
Harold.
MSG.
That was the best one.
Wave of Babies.
Oh, no, wait. And my favorite. Possum.
Oh,
I just liked the dirty one.
If you fall down a bottomless pit, you starve to death.
I love you too, Brett.
Okay. Anyways, points to Adam.
Yes. Guess what? I was bluffing.
I thought so.
Ooh. Point to me.
I always forget about that rule.
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
it's a good
movie
one.
Bluff.
The guy who played Siler, also Spock.
What's his name? Zachary Quinto. Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I feel smart all of a sudden just for pulling that out of my ass.
Yeah, just think about that.
So
about
that means Adam has 2 points.
I have 2 points.
Matt has 2 points. Angie and I each have 1 point apiece. And Matt starts, and it goes to Angie.
Kids at home, Matt and I were just exchanging death glares.
It's on now.
Death twos.
Shit just got real. Let's see. I can't be that much of a dick.
Okay. Yeah. In all fairness, you have to start with a movie that is manageable. Yes. Yeah.
Really? What have I watched recently?
Sure, I turned off the light, but I also turned off the fan.
All right.
It's a two-step process.
Well, look. Black Swan cast.
That goes to me?
Yes,
mm-hmm. It does.
Mila Kunis movie.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know she's been in other movies, and I can picture her in other movies, but I can't think
of... Ooh, you could do the really recent one that I know. Or the other one that I know. Or that other one.
Or the one that I know.
Yeah.
She was in teen movies.
And
some time ago.
But it's helping me, technically.
Was
it? I guide him the right way.
Is she in that one?
It's a set for the spike.
No.
He helps me out, and I, you know, get a point and feel better about myself.
Crap. It probably wasn't her, but American Beauty. Was she? No.
No.
She
wasn't. Okay. Then I fail.
And Angie gets a point.
Points!
So now it's 2-2-2, and I'm...
American Psycho 2.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Is that I was going to go with, you know, Family Guy.
That 70s show.
Oh!
70s show.
Friends with Benefits.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that...
Is that... Yeah,
holy
that's
holy crap. Or is that the...
What?
So she did that
I was
one
thinking of someone completely different.
But what's that one called?
Oh!
When the other girl from Black Swan did the one with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, what? No, but I mean...
And it was
wrong
the exact same movie.
My brain.
Yeah. But one of them was Friends with Benefits. The other one was...
No Strings Attached was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. So
I was thinking of a completely different girl.
For those at home, Mila Kunis.
Yes. So it's 2-2-2-1, and I start, and it goes to Adam.
I'm verbally throwing things around the room. Anyway.
I'm afraid for my life.
I'm afraid for my pants.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I can take you.
I will start with something. Top Gun cast. There's some obscure ones hidden in there.
Oh, boy. Let's go with, what's his name?
Well, Seal starts the game.
What's his name? Well, I could just go the easy way. But, yeah, I think it will. Tom Cruise movie.
Mission Impossible cast.
Those movies sucked.
This is true.
Ooh, I got one that goes with that.
I liked the first one, but that's only because I was a child.
Yeah, it was really good at the time. I'm actually going to turn the light back on because I need to do something while Matt thinks.
Better not be looking this up.
No, I'm actually going to be taking the picture that's going on the website that's associated with this after I remember to upload the picture of Adam's headphones. Totally forgot to do that.
You're going to be on the website.
I think you're bluffing.
Is she?
Can you name somebody from Mission Impossible?
Was Simon Pegg in the first one? No, right?
Ooh.
No. Who's... I don't know.
Think about other people.
You don't know anyone?
I didn't like those movies.
Ving Rhames was in it.
Was he really?
Yep.
He's in everything.
And
wasn't there like a British guy?
No.
What am I thinking of with like Michael Caine?
He kind of looks like Michael Caine. It's oh, what's his name? John Voight.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Like Michael Caine, but not good.
Well,
so that means Matt wins outright twice.
Yay. Matt raises his arms in victory. Kids at home, congratulations!
Lost the first two, but 1-2 tonight.
There you go. Congrats.
Let's play again.
No.
That would be nice, except for the fact that I've had to need to use the restroom for a good while now.
So God, instead, do you ever stop complaining?
I know. I'm just such a horrible person. But instead, I think we should wrap up the show. Matt, do you have anything that you have to plug, something other than Christmas?
No. I'm moving to Mexico. See you, bitches. For a while.
A bit.
I don't know.
Time.
Sounds fun. Yeah. Where in Mexico?
Mazatlan.
Okay.
I'm going to live across the street from the beach.
Awesome.
And you know what I'm going to do down there?
Go swimming?
As little as possible.
Wow. Wow.
Because I'm awesome.
How does that work?
I'm just great.
There's a bar there that is like in the middle of nowhere. No, if you rent a car, you drive along the road, you can go to the middle of nowhere. And there's a bar that's like a shack, and it's all crimes. I sit too far away. And it's like two stories, and the backyard is all chickens and pigs running around, and it's all decked out like Bob Marley. And all it is expats and people hanging out, drinking beer and playing with chickens.
Whenever I'm down there, I am more racist towards my own people than all of my Mexican friends combined. Goddamn Americans.
Mm-hmm. I do that in Ireland.
Cracker ass crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately, she's like, oh, yeah. Fucking just get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
You make us all look bad.
As soon as I set foot overseas for the first time, I was like, yeah, God, every time America I step sucks. Overseas,
I am Canadian.
Yeah.
While in Italy, I heard a woman comment, wow, the kids here speak Italian. They're so smart. I can't speak Italian. That's right. Everyone defaults to English.
Wow.
You stupid cow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's really depressing. And then, Matt, you're not on Twitter, are you?
I am not.
You're not. Well.
I'm on the Facebooks.
Enjoy Mexico, then.
I will. Good.
That's all. Angie, while you're in town, is there anything any events that you're attending that other people can attend that you want to endorse?
Or for our listeners in New York.
Like Molly, probably.
Yeah.
Molly! Hi, Molly. We never hang out. Maybe we should sometime.
That would be nice.
More awesome. Than when Dan's in town.
Hey.
Plugging hangs
plug
with
where you
Molly.
Work.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. But, yeah, nothing really coming up. Just taking some time off.
No, I'm here. I'm happy to have a whole week of not working, which hasn't happened in a very long time.
I am envious.
I will be at my parents' house if anyone wants to hang out in the basement.
Wait a minute.
I do want that.
Yeah, that just happened
for the week.
Did
yep?
You posted a
yep
picture of my new haircut. Oh, okay.
Of Adam's haircut.
Yep.
It's lovely.
It is
this whole internet giving feedback immediately thing is mind-boggling
and
to us.
Katie already commented on it because
yep.
I saw it on your iPad.
Yep.
That's funny.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow.
Hi, Katie.
But other than that, you're on Twitter. Do you want to share your Twitter with the
sure. happenstance it's of people? At Los Angeles. So clever. L-O-S Angela S.
Nice.
And you say stuff. And
I mostly
updates.
Just post Foursquare check-ins,
yep.
which Adam hates.
That's why I unfollowed
That's
you.
That's why you unfollowed me. Mm-hmm. You're such an asshole.
So we can just stalk you wherever you go?
Well,
pretty much. Sweet. Well, you're not in New York
Well, it's
anyways.
Like Angie's at yep. this bar,
and
Angie's
so
at
doing
that
all these
bar.
That you're
did
doing.
You check in here?
I did. I checked in at the Frank Gosman Memorial Studio with Dan, and I got many points for it. And I'm supposed to try out the mini lasagna, apparently.
When it's in season. right now, there's mini pizza that I kind of forgot to eat.
I wasn't told that there was mini lasagna. I demand mini
lasagna. That's what the Foursquare tip. The one Foursquare tip for the Frank Gotham Royal Studios. Try out the mini lasagna.
From way back when.
It was awesome.
I'm not leaving until I get minute Italian food.
Like I said, mini pizza sitting right back there.
Close enough.
So,
yeah. So, Adam, how about you?
You're leaving home. But. Yep. My Twitter is ADAMERDMANN. It's just my name. You know that if you've listened to the show at all before. And this week, yeah, I can't think of anything in particular to plug. Get yourself a checking account next month with Wells Fargo. How about that?
Oh, I do have something, actually, that you're going to come with me to tomorrow at my Lake Fellowship of Unitarian Universalists. We're having a winter solstice celebration.
Unfortunately, this drops on Friday, so it'll already be over.
So,
well, everyone can be really jealous that they missed it, because we're going hiking through the woods to find a Yule log, and then we're going to burn it and do some pagan rituals and drink some eggnog.
Burn it at the stake!
And have s'mores over the Yule log.
It is
a
stake.
It's going to be awesome.
Goddamn druids.
Sacrificing wood to the god of wood.
Yeah, I think there'll be like brooms and some interpretive dancing involved. You're going to love it.
That sounds like fun.
He doesn't love interpretive dancing.
It's nice stuff.
I know a guy who we should invite. A former boss. But anyway.
That's creepy.
Going on. Moving on.
What?
Never mind. So... Anyway, Dan, what about you?
I endorse this every time, and I'm going next week when we should be taping. British Aero Awards, Walker Arts Center, Minneapolis, Minnesota, walkerartscenter.org. Tickets are $10, $8 if you're a member. It's really funny, really good time, good date event.
Indeed.
Yes. Other than that, I'm on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, or you can find the podcast on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can find us online, bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes if you search for Buffering or any of the
names of the guests that we've had.
Names or our names.
Yes.
We are searchable.
Indeed, we are.
So that's
on
our
iTunes.
Christmas pseudo New Year's episode thingy.
Indeed. We'll be taking next week off.
Yes, so don't bother.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Go do something Christmassy,
New
Year's
Eve. We're giving all of you a vacation.
Try
not to
be too upset.
Yeah.
Go gentleman sledding. Steal that idea.
Indeed.
Yeah. If do so. We might have covered that.
You filthy thieves. Yeah.
Gentlemen and gentle lady sledding, as the case may be.
Exactly.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I did that one time in a canoe.
Sledding in a canoe?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It was really fun.
I'd do that.
Very dangerous.
I'm a tube person myself.
Tubes are good.
Tubes, you know.
Yeah, but here we have lots of canoes and kayaks everywhere, and you just pull them to the top of a hill and race them down with paddles. Yeah.
See, I feel like you'd almost want to do a bobsled kind of setup.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later we can wrap up the episode so I can be right back. So thank you for listening, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Hooray! Yay, thank you.
Say goodbye.
Merry happy Christmas Ramadan. And a Happy New Year and all of your other seasonal holidays. Hooray!
Solstice.
And the solstice.
Happy Quantumus, everyone.
That's right.
Indeed.
Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Say bye-bye, animal.
Bye-bye.